More Idaho Matters right now. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Well, as many of you know, Idaho is well known as a dog-loving state. In fact, we are consistently listed as one of the most dog-friendly states in the entire country. So when Jody Metcalf moved to Boise from Alaska, she was pretty surprised that there were no flyball teams here in the Gem State. Okay, so now you're probably wondering, what's flyball? It is a dog sport where two teams of dogs relay race against each other while holding a tennis ball, and then they jump over obstacles. Jody decided to start up an Idaho team because she says it's a great way to bond with your dog. You can meet new people, and you get to have a lot of fun. So joining us today are Jody Metcalf. She is the founder of the Boise Fly Dogs team and her dog, Ivy. Jody, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
So can you describe how flyball works?
Well, you did a pretty good job, I have to say. You're right. It is a relay race for dogs. It's also called a drag race for dogs because we use lights just like drag race cars do. And we use the words ready, set, go. So with that being said, we have the two lanes of four dogs. The start dog races down their own lane and gets a tennis ball from a box that they trigger by doing a swimmer turn on. As they race back, the next dog in that lane has to meet them at the start line with their nose as close to that as possible. Now, the race is timed to the thousandths of a second. So it's pretty fast. It's 102 feet and four dogs going however fast they go. It's exhilarating.
Well, I did just see a YouTube clip of it, and man, those dogs are fast. Are there certain types of dogs that do better with this? I think of, you know, certain dogs that tend to have a lot more energy, right? And you need
Absolutely.
To be, you know,
right.
you need to be, they need that kind of energy release.
Well, definitely. Probably the most popular dog at the moment for flyball is a border whippet, which means a border collie and a whippet mix. And so you have the smarts of the border collie with the ability and speed of a whippet. Now in Idaho, we believe in all breeds, all speeds, which means whatever dog you have, we can play and work with. So I don't think there's a ton of border whippets here. We have a lot of cattle dogs and a lot of mixes, but we're fine with that. We're not looking for top speed right now. We're looking for foundation.
Okay. So the Boise Fly Dogs is the first team here in Idaho, but are there flyball teams, I'm assuming, all over the country and in Canada? Because as I mentioned, you came down from Alaska.
Right. In Alaska, we had three teams. We went out of state and through Canada and played. Flyball is played around the world. There are many teams throughout the United States, which makes it kind of a flyball family. Very coercive team efforts throughout the country. The only two states that I know of on the West Coast are Montana and Idaho that didn't have teams. So, with that being said, I was very excited to bring it here. I didn't realize what a journey it would take me on.
Well, right. So talk a little bit about that, because you have a certain number of dogs on your team right now, correct?
Right. We're finally getting built up enough to where we are going to compete in our first competition in Fresno, California, the beginning of April. We're going down there with, I believe, about five dogs. Each dog is going to be doing a different type of competition. We have pairs. We're going to have some dogs in singles racing, and we're going to do some what is called pre-flights. And that's just basically having the dog in the ring, working what we've been working on here, and to see how they do under the pressure that a tournament gives. So It's going to be really exciting. I'm really excited for our dogs and our people to see what a real tournament is all about, because they are very exciting.
If you are just tuning in, let me reintroduce you to our guest. Jody Metcalf is with us. She's the founder of the Boise Fly Dogs team, and she has her dog Ivy with her. So, Jody, you say you got into this sport because of your heart dog, Rosie. Can you tell us how she got you playing and then why you decided to start a team in her memory?
Well, my girl came from Wenatchee, Washington. I saw her online when the internet kind of started taking off. I told my husband, "That's my dog." He said, "Yeah, no." And I said, "Okay." She was 4 weeks old at the time that I saw her. I went down, flew to Washington from Alaska, drove to Wenatchee from Seattle, picked her up out of a horse trailer. I knew it was her. I was the first one to pick up a dog. So the lady said, "Oh, you can have pick." I said, "No, that's her right there." And at 7 weeks old, I took her home. She became the best dog I've ever had in the fact that we were a real team together. She knew that I was there for her and she was there for me. So we played Frisbee. She took second place 2 years in a row in the Skyhounds Frisbee competition. She could go to a park and play with me. Not necessarily. She didn't really play with other dogs, which was totally fine. She just did everything. She was herding. She was scent work. She did anything I asked her. And unconditional love was what we had together.
Mm-hmm. So many people say that about their dogs, you know, that it's that the dogs give you an unconditional love like no other.
It really is true. And unless you have experienced that, I get it that people think, "Oh yeah, it's just a dog," but you know what? It's not just a dog. They're very special and they come once in a lifetime, those heart dogs. So in 2020, when she passed, I said, "Okay, here we go. I'm going to do this," because at 2 years old, she started playing flyball. We had the best time and we played year round in the snow, outside if we had to, inside, all around the country. She flew with me and it was wonderful. It was really a great experience. And I want to give that to people here. I want to offer them something different than the regular sports that they have here. And flyball is the only sport that is a team sport, which includes people from all backgrounds and their dogs and working together. So bringing people together during this time, it's important.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's interesting too, because it seems, as you mentioned, with a team sport where you and your dog get to work together, but really it sounds, Jody, like it's so much more like play. And even when I watched the YouTube video, you know, you just see the joy that you're all having together. And some people may not understand that. I mean, they might think like, "Well, why in the world would you make your dog go and do something like this?" Do you ever get those comments? And if you do, you know, how do you respond to that?
Oh, heck no. It is exactly play. What you do with your dog in training, before it even gets to that point, I call it my peanut butter and jelly sandwich. When you take the bread and you put a little smear of peanut butter, just like you're training your dog, then you have to find the jelly. So that's another added benefit of time that you spend with your dog, learning your dog, bonding with your dog, playing with your dog. It's the connection between you and your animal that in the end, you have a delicious sandwich. And we're going to Fresno to have our sandwich. Someday I want to bring that here to Idaho and have other towns, other states, maybe other countries come. I've talked to people in Canada that have expressed interest, and I would love to show them what Idaho can accomplish if we work together with our animals. So we're the beneficiaries of our work together.
Yeah. So before I let you go, Jody, where does your team practice, and can anyone come and watch the dogs play?
Sure.
Or even, so, I guess, join?
Well, absolutely. So I do put on classes in the winter until April. And we have a Mighty Dog class, we have a Hot Dogs class, and we have a Super Dog class. And these are all foundation classes. We're teaching the basics. We're teaching what we are going to be doing together later. So these three classes I put on every 4 weeks, and then I start a new one until April. And then we do that at Temptation Arena out in CUNA. And then in the summertime, we work at Harold Cox Field, which is in Meridian, right next to their dog park there, outside. People are always welcome to come and watch. If you would like to bring your dog and think your dog would be a great added benefit for our team, and you would be interested in joining, we encourage people to come and see what it's all about. As long as your dog is on a leash and is not dog aggressive, we or people aggressive for that matter, we do an evaluation just to check. It's free, it's no charge. And we just talk to you about your dog and see if there is a connection there. And if you're willing to take the time and work with your dog and see what they can do, because their animals are amazing. And we are fortunate to be part of their world as well.
Well, Jody, I want to thank you so much for talking today. Thank you for introducing us to this. We've been talking with Jody Metcalf. She is the founder of the Boise Fly Dogs, about her new flyball team. Jody, again, thank you so much for your time.
I thank you, and I hope everybody is able to come out and watch sometime. Check us out on Facebook or Instagram, and if you're interested, let me know.